John chapter 3, verse 1. The Word of God said there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, the ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night, saying to him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth. Thou hearest the sound thereof, and canst not tell whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. The Word of God says that the Lord Jesus was quoted as saying that if you're going to go to heaven, you've got to be born again. He didn't say nothing about signing a card, being baptized, going through catechism, receiving communion. He didn't even say anything about making a profession and saying a little prayer in an altar or going to the baptizing hole. But he said you've got to be born again of the Spirit of God. I'm just a country boy. I don't know much, but I know there's some things that are involved in a birth. Number one, before anybody's ever been born, there's got to be parents. Those parents, when Jesus said, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, that's the parents. If you look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 and 6, he says, Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the Word. That's the water, not baptism. The Word. Born again, not of corruptible things, but of incorruptible by the Word. But see, the Word of God by itself is not enough. Pharisees had the Word of God, but not being mixed with faith, it didn't do them any good. It takes the Holy Ghost. And you see, my daddy, if he was here today, he'd tell you one thing about modern churches and modern religion today. There's a whole lot of fellows who'll stand up and tell you a little bit about what this book says, but there ain't many of them will do it in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit of God. And without that, there's no hope. You can't get in with one parent. You got to have two. Hey, listen, birth is a simple thing. It's a simple thing. But ain't nothing easy about it, all them mamas. Ain't nothing easy about being born again. But it is simple. And it takes two parents. That's why today, it'd be a sorry doctor, Tom Johnston, that wouldn't tell you you've got cancer because he didn't want to hurt your feelings and scare you. And it'd be a sorry Baptist preacher that wouldn't tell you that if you're not born again, you ain't going to heaven. You got to hear preaching and the anointing of the Spirit of God. In September 1949, my daddy had begun to get under a little bit of conviction. He'd been in church several times before, probably grown up in church and been around church and heard the preaching of the Word of God. And he had been in and out of church in different ways and different places. He had had enough of the Word of God to get in him to instill something in him. But number one, if you're going to be born, you're going to have parents. And number two, if you're born, there's going to be pain. There ain't never been a birth without pain. Listen, you let a mother go through the jaws of death to bring that little baby into this world, there's going to be hurt, there's going to be pain. One of the reasons we're not seeing a whole lot of folks get saved today is our churches don't know very much about travail and childbirth. They don't know very much about labor and carrying a load and seeing children birth. But I'm going to tell you something, not just for the family, not just for the mother, not just for the church as far as the illustration goes, but it's hurtful for that baby to go through that birth canal. That's painful for a child. And in September, they was having a revival meeting here at Flint Hill Baptist Church. And Mama told Daddy, she said, I want you to go to church with me. We're having a good meeting out there and folks is getting saved and God's moving. I want you to go with us. Daddy said, I'll make you a promise. If you'll stay home with me tomorrow night, the next night I'll go to church with you. Mom said, okay, I'll do that. And come along the next night, Mama stayed home with him, didn't say nothing about going to church. But the next night, it was night for him to come to church with her. And what Mama didn't know at that time, that Daddy had a phonograph record of a song about Matthew 24. And while Mama was here at the church at revival meeting, my daddy was under Holy Ghost conviction. He was going through birth pain, laying in the floor at the house, listening to that record, crying and praying and trying to get some help, not knowing what to do and not knowing which way to go. He was getting ready to get birthed. He just didn't know it. He didn't know what was going on. He was under conviction. You remember what it is to be under conviction? If you've ever been born again, you do. You ain't going to get over that in a little while. You remember what it was when God run you out, broke your heart down, got you to a place where you could get saved. My daddy was at a place where he was getting ready to get birthed. You got to have parents. There's got to be pain. But you know what? If you've ever been born, there's a place. Now, I don't remember, but my mama could tell you today that August the 22nd, 1964, about 7 o'clock at night over here in Wilkes General Hospital, she gave birth to a bouncing baby boy. There was a place, Butch, where I got born. If you've ever been born again of the Spirit of God, there's a place where you got born. Listen, I may be dumb and I may talk like I just got off a bus with a chicken under my arm, but I didn't just get in this thing yesterday, and I know something bigger than a refrigerator can't move inside you and you not know when and where it took place. I hear folks and they try to make flimsy excuses about, well, I hope I'm saved and maybe I'm saved. Listen, there ain't no such thing. If you get birthed into the family of God, you've had a birth. And you didn't go through that birth without knowing what took place and where you was when it happened. About 14 or 15 years ago on the Fair Plains Road in a little old green and cream-colored trailer about 3 o'clock in the morning, I got birthed into the family of God. About a year later, out on the farm, out in Mountain View, my wife standing in front of the clothes dryer got birthed into the family of God. Praise God, Brother Mark, you remember where you was when you got born again? Hey, there's a national champion race car driver sitting back there in the back. Got under a Holy Ghost conviction, didn't you, Brother Max? Come home, didn't know what was going on, didn't know what was going on in your heart, and got to the house and two old-fashioned Baptist preachers standing outside the race car shop. He told the preacher, said, I don't know what's going on. I ain't doing too good, but if I get back to church tonight, I'm going to get saved. And preacher said, what about right here? Brother Max, you got down in the floor in a race car shop and got born of the Spirit of God. You had a place where you got born again, didn't you, son? Ain't nobody never got born, didn't have a place where you got born. Now, some of y'all liking that, and some of y'all ain't sure you got me figured out yet. It won't take, you say I didn't sign up for that, it didn't cost you nothing.
Amen.
You got in for free, just hang around a minute. We want to glorify God. It don't bother me. Praise God, I got born of the Spirit of God. I'm headed for another country. I'm just a passing through here. Just like my daddy was, there got to be a place where you get born. There's a word, pedo. It's where we get our word pediatrics. That means infant. That means baby. They ain't never been a birth without a pedo. I'll tell you what happened at Chris and Vanessa's house. When they bring that little pedo, that little infant home, things changed out the house. It won't never be the same again. Hey, listen. It won't never smell the same again. I mean, you get that smell of baby powders and all them little lotions that mama cleans that baby up in. I tell you what, they'll get to be a new language down at the house. And all of a sudden, they'll start talking different. I mean, it'll be goo-goo and gag-gag, and you'll see Mom and Daddy make a fool out of themselves. The language will change. Listen, when I got born again, God broke my cusser.
Amen.
I mean, I could patch it up if I wanted to, but God broke that thing. I don't talk like I used to talk.
Yes.
I don't. Listen, if a baby comes home, things are going to change around the house. You remember when things changed at your house? If you don't, then maybe there ain't never been no infant around. Because I tell you that things changed at my mama's house when my daddy got born of the Spirit of God in an altar in this church September 6th, 1949. I'll tell you something else you got if you got born. There's a posterity. Posterity means future generations. The night my daddy got born into the family of God, he didn't know this then, but Jesus was the firstborn. He was the leader. But after that, there's a posterity. When folks get born into the family of God, they are his posterity. They're his future generations. There's some things, Roy, I got from my daddy. Now, my brother, he picked up the Johnston curse. And I don't reckon I did. And people look at me and they say, I know you's a Reeves. Most of y'all probably know this. I don't have about 10% of my vision. And you know what that is? That's his posterity. If you want to look that up in a dictionary, you'd see the picture. It'd be my daddy and me. I'm something he created. But if you've ever been born of the Spirit of God, you're the posterity of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to ask you a question. Is there anything about you looks like him? Because I'm afraid a lot of folks in Baptist churches, good Methodist churches and Presbyterian churches and Pentecostal churches today, they think they look like Jesus. But I'll just be absolutely honest with you. They've got a perverted view of what Jesus looks like. When I got saved, he changed me. A lot of y'all know the old Mike Reeves. A lot of y'all know the old one. Used to be in trouble all the time. Mixed up, messed up. Mean as the devil. Daddy happened to come to jail and get me out at midnight. Breaking their hearts and fighting and carrying on. Doing all kind of stuff I ought not be doing. But the night I got born again, I started to take on a new image. And I started to take on a new look. And what you're looking at today, you say, well, you know, you sort of look like the same old Mike. But I ain't the same fella I used to be. And after September the 6th, 1949, my daddy is not the same fella he used to be. And I don't tell you that I believe that I'm going to meet my daddy in heaven just because that's the polite thing to say. You ever notice you go to funerals? I mean, we just family. I talk to y'all, can't I? You ever been to funerals before? And I don't reckon nobody never goes to hell. I mean, you listen to preachers and you think everybody got in. I mean, everybody. Well, we went to a funeral of some family a distant several years ago, and we knew the one that had died was wicked as the devil. And that preacher got up and got to preaching, and we got to looking at one another wondering, whose funeral are we at anyhow? Surely that ain't them they're talking about. You know what? I don't tell you that I believe my daddy's in heaven today because he's my daddy. I tell you I believe he's in heaven today because he's got a testimony. Amen. That lines up. Amen. With an authorized King James. Amen. Bible. Brother. I'm going to ask a question. Hebrews chapter 9 says, therefore it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. But every man, woman, boy, and girl in this building today, you're going to meet God in judgment one day. And I'll just be honest with you. Everybody don't go to heaven. Just the ones that's been born again. You say, Brother Mike, I've been to an altar and I've made a profession. I ain't the least bit impressed. I've been to the altar and made a profession, and I could be just as big a drug dealer and suck Budweiser's and cuss the paint off the walls and all that kind of stuff, just like all my buddies could. I'm not impressed with a little trip to the altar. That didn't fix my problem. I needed to get born again. And if you're here today, you need to be born again of the Spirit of God. God's not going to be the least bit interested in your baptismal certificate, whether you've been to confirmation classes. God's not interested in whether you've been a deacon in a church or a song leader or a Sunday school teacher. None of that makes any difference to God. I've seen too many so-called Baptist preachers get born again in the last couple of years to believe everything carries a Bible is a child of God. I'm going to ask you this question and we're going to be finished today. When you stand before God, why should He let you in heaven? Can you take this book, this precious Word of God, and by these pages say, God, you said, therefore, and if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And you can say, God, I remember the day when you made me change. I'm different. Tom Johnson, I was one of the wickedest men ever lived. I'd be ashamed to tell you the things I've done. But I know who I used to be. Now you can watch me and check it out if you want to. I don't feel like I got to prove nothing to y'all. I think most of you know me, but I ain't who I used to be, ain't many. But if you're still who you used to be, I just have to be honest, you ain't never been born again. If you could still talk the way you used to talk, if you still take pleasure in all the things you used to take pleasure in, and God never changed your life dramatically, you've never been born again. Oh, preacher, I was 7 or 8 years old when I got saved, and you know, I've never been an axe murderer, and there's not been. Listen, it doesn't make any difference if you're 9 years old or 90 years old. You don't get born again without having a radical change in your life. When you get the Holy Spirit of God birthed inside you, there's a radical change. God don't pick good people to go to heaven and bad people to go to hell. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. It ain't about being good. Good people are not the people that go to heaven. People that go to heaven are people that's born again. When Nicodemus went to the Lord, Nicodemus was a Pharisee. Fasted twice a week, memorized the first 5 books of the Bible. Gave alms and gifts and wouldn't have missed a Sunday school. But Jesus looked him eyeball to eyeball and said, "You must be born again."
Once my soul was astray from God's heavenly way, I was wretched and vile as could be. Then my Savior in love gave me peace from above when He reached down His hand for me. I was near to despair when He came to me there. Oh, but He showed me that I could be free. There He lifted my feet. He gave complete when He reached down His hand for me. When the Savior reached down for me, He had to reach way without God or His Son, when He reached down His hand for me. I was lost and undone without God. son when he reached down his hand.